forward. Nothing is for certain in the medical world except change. We next reviewed agenda items 32, 38, 39, and 40, which appear in your book. We had no objections to what was proposed. I'd also like to draw your attention to the semi-annual compliance report by Dr. Becker, which is also in your book. I had him distribute this inaugural issue of Illinois Health Magazine, which highlights all six of our health-related colleges on this campus. One clinical tidbit I'd like to report to you, I think you should get one of these every meeting. A subject of pharmacogenomics. Now, how's that for an expensive word? There's a drug called Coumadin, which is very commonly prescribed to treat clotting disorders. Whether you have a mechanical heart valve or you have problems with blood clots going to your lungs and causing pulmonary emboli. It's been determined recently through research that there are two genetic loci involved in the metabolism of the drug. It's a difficult drug to dose, and there are many complications related to the overdose of the drug, especially bleeding problems in the head related to falls. But by determining the genotype of these two loci in an individual patient, you can tailor the drug dosage to hopefully cut down on, to achieve the therapeutic effect you want without the overdosage. And our hospital is going to start to implement that for everybody who is put on that drug. So just a little bit of excitement of, you know, medical science doing something good for humanity. We had a presentation by Dr. Gunter of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Health Information Tech Center, which is located in the Siebel Building, basically making attempts to wed the computational power of Urbana with the large clinical enterprise here at UIC. And finally, we had a superb presentation on the College of Medicine by Dean Azar. The College of Medicine is the largest medical school in the United States, also with the most diverse student body. 20% of all Illinois physicians are graduates of our medical school. And 60% of all minority physicians in Illinois are graduates of our medical school. It's a robust and thriving enterprise serving the citizens of Illinois and improving their quality of life. I'm optimistic we'll continue to fulfill the mission. There are plenty of storm clouds on the horizon, but to date, all things are moving forward in a positive direction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions?
I had a chance to sit with Dean Azar last night, and he was explaining some kind of cutting-edge thinking, I thought, in terms of how to tie financial aid to outperformance, academic outperformance, and I think what they're trying to do now is tie it a little bit to individuals who score in excess of one standard deviation above the mean of the average performance students. And I've never seen anything like that in, you know, any academic institution I've been associated with. Thank God it wasn't present at Boston College when I was there. But but I think that it was sort of fascinating, and I thought maybe we'd ask your committee to review some of that thinking and maybe share it with us if
sure.
appropriate.
I think we received a presentation. I think it's the President's Awards for Financial Aid. If mm-hmm. undergrads do well with their GPA, they're further rewarded in subsequent years. This is, I think, kind of a similar philosophy. Awarding financial aid to needy incoming first-year medical students, and at the end of their second year, I believe they take the phase one of the national boards, and as it was explained to me, if they score one standard deviation above the mean on the national board, so it's a national test, that they will be rewarded with additional or continuing financial support. So it's a great incentive, obviously.
I think they've had some success with it, and it'd be great to hear a little bit more about it. Thank you.
Sure.
How are we monitoring the impact of the state's Medicaid?